the plan contains three main clusters of recommendations that aim to prevent, strengthen, and build. Each cluster includes recommendations that are organized according to thematic focus. I mean, for instance, it is recommended that under the stewardship of the United Nations Office on Genocide Prevention, under my office, that this plan of action be implemented at regional, national, and local levels. I mean, and for a comprehensive implementation of the plan, it is recommended that all relevant stakeholders contribute, including state, religious institutions, secular and religious civil society organizations, new and traditional media, academia, and education institutions. And implementing, of course, this plan of action could contribute to the prevention of atrocity crimes worldwide. These recent years, we have been witnessing people using religion to incite to violence. I mean, Daesh is, I would say, simply the ultimate form of violence.
I suppose the key question on that topic is, how do we stop the next Yazidi genocide? How will this plan help prevent that kind of atrocity?
Well, that is why we were referring, as you said earlier, about the five regional plan, because we felt that it was important to make sure that we integrate the specificity of each region. At the same time, we were very much concerned about making sure that we have the common denominators which bring all people together. We are one world, we are one humanity. There is no such religion which exists and which promote violence or which will call people to be killed. And I remember one of the meetings I convened in the margin of the General Assembly, the Pope Francis I sent his representative, the State Secretary, and he said to us, the Pope is reminding us that no crime is committed under the name of God. So no crime is committed under the name of Allah. So those who are committing crimes are committing it because they are falling in the hands of, I would say, Satan.
So for those bad actors who are abusing religion, who are being cynical and exploiting it for their own political ends, fundamentally, how can religious leaders really be of influence on that very extreme section of society who are committing these appalling acts of violence in places like Syria and Iraq?
I have no doubt that all our listeners will agree with me that religious leaders have huge influence. Imagine the people who are following them. Sometimes I used to say that even they can be in some circumstances more influential than political leaders. And that is why I felt the last 2 years when we started this project that we need to bring those religious leaders. And I'm extremely glad that, for instance, we are going to have among the participants the imam, the highest authority of Mecca. And we are having also archbishops who are coming. My interaction, for instance, with the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Presbyterian Church, I was extremely pleased to see how much he was committed to contribute towards the success of this program. Same was the case of Pope Francis I. He was the first one I met in June 2013 to present this proposal, and I received his blessing and had a very long session with some of his cardinals. Because what I came to conclude was that it is not the clashes of civilization, as Huting Tong used to say, which is the most serious threat, but the clashes of ignorances. We have to make sure that we understand each other. We have to make sure that we respect each other. You can be Muslim, you can be Jew, you can be Christian, you can be belonging to a minority like the Baha'i, you can be a Kakak, a Yazidi. You are simply a human being.
So they can use their authority to turn people away from that path to violence that so many young men seem to have taken in the last few years?
Absolutely, because that was also one of our concerns. For instance, when we had the regional meeting in Amman, Jordan, and we have to understand that this document belongs to the religious leaders and the group faith organization. My office and the United Nations are there simply to accompany, to help them in this process. And as the Secretary General said, at the end of the day, we as United Nations, we make every effort to help to those religious leaders. And he said clearly, I count on your support. I believe that implementation of these wide-ranging recommendations will contribute not only to a reduction in violence, but will contribute to other important goals, including the goals of sustaining peace and building peaceful, just, and inclusive society. These are words of Secretary General Antonio Guterres.